Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Level 5 lockdown has been extended until March the 5th. Meanwhile, some staff at Letterkenny University Hospital are said to be worried over the vaccination process. Gardaí are investigating a spate of burglaries that occurred in Letterkenny last week. And Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle is to bring forward a bill to the Dáil tomorrow that, if passed, would lead to a referendum on constitutional protections for economic, social and cultural rights. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the Level 5 lockdown has been extended until the 5th of March. Taoiseach Micheál Martin has said the number of people in hospital and ICU beds is still too high to consider lifting restrictions. Mandatory two-week quarantine is also set to be introduced for people who arrive into Ireland without a negative PCR test. It will also apply to people coming from Brazil and South Africa, and there's been a pause on visa-free travel from those countries. There will be an increase in the placing of the required 2 weeks of self-isolation for all travellers arriving into Ireland. The government has said more Gardaí will be operating near ports and airports to clamp down on non-essential travel. The Taoiseach says the virus remains too widespread to lift restrictions.
We cannot give the virus or its variants any space. Therefore, government has decided to extend all of the current Level 5 restrictions until the 5th of March, with a view to crushing the numbers of those contracting the disease and, in turn, the numbers needing hospitalisation and intensive care. The message to people for the next 6 weeks is very simple. Stay at home.
Well, opposition parties have called on the government to build a greater relationship with Northern Ireland. Independent Senator Ger Crothwell has called for the border to be sealed if that can't be done.
If we can't get agreement with the Northern Executive on an exactly similar system, a facsimile of both sides, if we can't get that, then we must seal the border and allow our vaccination programme to go ahead independent of what's going on elsewhere in the world.
Agriculture Minister Charlie McConlogue, however, says significant engagement with the Northern Executive is continuing. He says the new measures introduced today take cross-border travel into account.
I think it's the appropriate decision by the government to extend the restrictions to the 5th of March. I know that is putting a severe challenge on everyone, and people have really put their shoulder to the wheel in terms of getting the numbers down from the very, very high figure they were at. They're still very high, but thankfully they're going in the right direction, but there's still massive pressure on our hospitals, and there's an onus on all of us to do everything we can in terms of restricting our movements, to keep bringing those numbers down and to try and ensure that the massive pressure which has been on our hospitals and hospital staff in recent times, and the sickness that has resulted for so many people can be addressed and reduced and numbers brought down. A key aspect to that is ensuring that north and south, there is everyone plays their part in that regard, and there's been very significant engagement between the Northern Irish government and our own government in relation to ensuring that there's as much coordination as possible. And likewise, at today's cabinet meeting, there's further commitment there in relation to ensuring that in terms of international travel, that that's coordinated as best possible between the two administrations, and in particular that the rules that will be introduced by the government will apply to everyone regardless of whether they come in to the north or the south. That if someone is coming into the Republic, there will be an obligation on them under the law to follow the guidelines in relation to PCR testing and making sure they take all precautions. Likewise, in relation to the policing of the 5 kilometre rule, which applies to north and south, for anybody, whether they were northern resident or southern resident, everybody has to stay within their 5 kilometre rule, their 5 kilometre distance, and in particular have to stay at home unless you have a good reason to leave it. And that's something in which there's going to be significant additional policing and emphasis on the time ahead as well.
Another 16 people have died with COVID-19 in Northern Ireland, and there are 550 new cases. 11 of the deaths took place in the past 24 hours. 819 patients are in hospital there with the virus, and there are 68 in intensive care. Hospitals are operating at 95% occupancy in the north, with 31 ICU beds available. The head of the European Medicines Agency says she hopes problems with COVID vaccine production will be short-lived. The EMA is working with companies on the issue, which has been brought into the spotlight after AstraZeneca reported an unexpected delay in delivering millions of doses of its vaccine to Europe. It follows Pfizer's announcement that it had delivered fewer doses of its vaccine than expected last week. Executive Director of the EMA, Eimear Cook, says they are in discussions with companies about increasing production capacity.
We're looking at different manufacturing options which require formal manufacturing changes in order to increase the production capacity. I think you're all aware of the problems with supply identified at a European level due to some of the manufacturing issues. We're working with the companies on these, and we very much hope that these will be short-lived.
Well, some staff at Letterkenny University Hospital are said to be worried over the vaccination process. While a significant number of staff at the hospital have been vaccinated, many are still waiting, with fears it could be the end of March at the earliest before they receive the vaccine. It comes as Sean Murphy, Letterkenny University Hospital Manager, last evening warned that the impact of a surge of COVID cases in the community will be reflected in hospital admissions over the coming days. Chairperson of Donegal Action for Cancer Care, Betty Holmes, says she has been contacted by a number of concerned people working in the hospital.
They're saying that they haven't been vaccinated. They are going into the COVID wards and COVID areas, and sometimes they're in those areas, you know, for a considerable period of time, and they haven't been vaccinated. Vaccination hasn't been discussed. Initially, they were told, yes, that they would get the vaccine with the rollout. Then they've been told, now this is various phone calls that we've had, that it would probably be the end of March or beyond. And one of the things that had actually come up as well, Greg, was that these workers are glad to be working. They realise how important it is and how serious it is. But with the high numbers that are actually in Letterkenny Hospital with COVID, you know, over recent days and week, they are very, very frightened, and they're concerned that they're working without vaccination. They're being expected to do the job that they're paid to do, and they're glad they have it. But they're going home to live with their parents, going home to their husbands, wives, children, and nobody's talking to them about it, and they don't seem to be of any concern.
Over 10,500 women between the ages of 12 and 44 were sent to Northern Ireland's mother and baby homes between the 1920s and 1990s. A new research report says some were admitted after becoming pregnant as a result of a sexual crime such as rape or incest. Researchers have found a significant number of children born in the homes were adopted by families here, but it's not known if these were lawful adoptions. First Minister Arlene Foster says an independent investigation will take place to get more answers on this and infant mortality rates.
Today, the publication of the report shines a light into darkness, but there is more to do. So the executive today has agreed that an independent investigation will be carried out into these institutions. This will be shaped by survivors through a co-design process, which will be facilitated by experts. We will ensure that their voices are heard loudly and clearly. Their views will be given primacy in determining the way forward.
Gardaí are investigating a spate of burglaries that occurred in Letterkenny last week. A number of premises were targeted, including two delicatessen shops, a takeaway and a barber shop. Gardaí haven't ruled out that the crimes may be connected. Catherine Gaffney has more.
On Wednesday morning last, between 4 and 4.15am, the glass door of a delicatessen on the Pierce Row was smashed and entry was gained. A till drawer insert containing a large sum of money and the contents of the tip jar were stolen, as well as a charity box containing a small sum of cash. Two men were captured on CCTV. It's believed they left on foot in the direction of Oliver Plunkett Road. At around 4am the following morning, again the front door of a takeaway on the Port Road was smashed, the premises was entered and a sum of cash stolen from the till. CCTV has captured a man in the premises. On the same morning, between 3.30 and 4.30am, a barber shop was also burgled on the Port Road. The front door of the premises was forced open and entry was gained, but nothing was taken. Shortly after 4.30am that morning, a burglary occurred at a second delicatessen on the Pierce Road. The front door of the shop was forced open and entry was gained. The cash drawer of the till containing a small sum of cash was taken. Anyone with information on any of these crimes is being urged to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny.
Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle is to bring forward a bill to the Dáil tomorrow morning that, if passed, would lead to a referendum on constitutional protections for economic, social and cultural rights. Deputy Pringle says the bill would be an anchor for the rights to housing, health and education to be provided for on the basis of need at all times. He says the bill would effectively put the people of Ireland at the centre of government.
This is a constitutional referendum bill to enshrine economic, social and cultural rights in the constitution. These rights are basically the rights that everybody would need living in a modern society. So economic rights would be constitutional protection for the right to work, the right to form trade unions and the right to strike. And then social works would be the right to adequate housing, the right to proper and sustainable health service and the right to education. And then cultural rights would then be the right to enjoy for every all citizens to enjoy the cultural life of Irish society. And they're very important, and it should be set out in the constitution that the government has to work to achieve these rights on behalf of all citizens of Ireland.
And now this is the third time that you're bringing this bill. Do you foresee it passing this time?
I would like to see it passing, but I wouldn't hold out much hope that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael will actually support it. Last all, Fine Gael voted against it and Fianna Fáil abstained on it, and prior to that they were in favour of it, you know. So I don't know whether it'll haven't had any word back from them as yet whether it'll pass or not, but I'm hoping that they will, because it's vitally important, you know. And Ireland actually ratified the International Convention on Economic and Social and Cultural Rights in 1989, but the state has done nothing on that since to actually make these rights realizable under the constitution.
Gardaí have issued a warning over the use of quads on public roads after two incidents in Inishowen overnight. In both cases, bikes were seized by Gardaí. Gardaí say the misuse of quads is an issue right across the county and that they are clamping down on such behaviour. Trish Lafferty has more.
Just after 9:20pm last night, Gardaí on patrol in the Moville area observed a youth driving a quad on a public road. The quad was subsequently seized and will now be dealt with under the juvenile liaison scheme. Shortly after 10pm last night in Burt, Gardaí observed a group of quads parked on the forecourt of a filling station. Upon sight of the patrol car, the quads took off onto the main road at speed. After travelling onto a secondary road, one of the quads was forced to stop due to a mechanical issue. The driver was arrested and the quad seized. The driver was charged to appear in court at a later date. Investigations are continuing and Gardaí are appealing to anyone with information to contact them in Buncrana.
Sport in Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up for home workouts at michaelmurphysports.ie with free nationwide delivery.
At 14 minutes past five, it's time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with Gaelic Games. The Donegal County Board this week have named Carl Lacey as the county's new head of academy development. The appointment comes after Lacey stepped down from his role as a selector for the Donegal senior football team after a three-year term. The county boards have also endorsed a new academy development structure, which has been overseen by the Games Development Manager, Aaron Kyles. Donegal Chairman Mick McGrath says it was key to keep Lacey in Donegal, and the appointment is a positive step forward.
Well, it's important that somebody of the calibre of Carl Lacey, who stood down as a selector with the county team at Christmas, was approached by other counties and by other avenues of the GAA. We're about to leave the county probably to go out to some of those offers, and our games development manager Aaron Kyles had a presentation to make to the executive in the month of January, anyway, towards the end of the month, and in that he proposed that we would appoint as part of his overall structure a new head in the academies, and through the negotiations and the deliberations that were made at the county executive last night, the decision was taken and had to say that it was taken totally all in total agreement and unanimous decision that we would appoint Carl into that position, and he was offered the position and he's accepted it, and we're delighted that we've taken that step forward. I think it's a positive step forward, and I think he'd fit into the role. He's a pretty experienced guy and very well respected in with his peers, and people will know who Carl Lacey is when they come into academies in Donegal. So it's important the county didn't lose him.
And there's more from County Chairman Mick McGrath available in the sports section of HighlandRadio.com. The Premier League have confirmed that the goal scored by Manchester City's Bernardo Silva against Aston Villa will not happen again. Villa were livid last week after City's Rodri came from an offside position to steal the ball off Tyrone Mings. City then scored and they won the Premier League match by 2-0. Villa boss Dean Smith was sent off for his reaction. Both the Premier League and the IFAB say today that the situation will not allow it to be happen again. Manchester City will go top of the Premier League tonight should they defeat West Brom at the Hawthorns. City boss Pep Guardiola says there's not much point looking at who's at the summit at this stage of the season.
The distance for the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth is so close, so narrow. So you win one or two games, you are up. We are losing, you are down. But like I said the last weeks, I don't see much the table. Like I didn't watch it much when we were 12 and 8 points, 9 points behind the leaders. So now it's the same.
That match has an 8:15 kickoff at the same time. Southampton host Arsenal. Gunners skipper Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang will miss that match for personal reasons. Arsenal, of course, are looking to make up for their 1-0 defeat to Southampton in the Cup last weekend. Boss Mikel Arteta says both sides play with the same type of intensity and he doesn't think much will be different tonight.
They don't really change and they are a really brave team, really good manager. They know exactly what they're doing. They've been doing it for years now and they are good at it. So we expect a similar game.
There's also two games kicking off at 6 o'clock. Crystal Palace take on West Ham United and it's Newcastle United versus Leeds United. Leeds, of course, aiming to avoid a fourth straight defeat in all competitions when Newcastle have failed to win in their last 10. Former Wales captain Ashley Williams has retired from playing football. He led his country to the semi-finals of Euro 2016 and made over 300 appearances for Swansea. Williams' most recent spell was with Bristol City. Dundalk have completed their fifth signing of the closed season. Former Dundee United and Hibs midfielder Sam Staunton is the latest player to join the FAA Cup winners at Oriel Park. In motorsport, the Cork Motor Club, who are the organisers of the West Cork Rally, have decided to cancel this year's rally, scheduled for the weekend of the 20th and 21st of March. The cancellation comes amid the continuing uncertainty around large-scale gatherings taking place in Ireland, which have the potential to encourage the spreading of coronavirus. Just last week, the decision was made to cancel Easter's Circuit of Ireland Rally. In cricket, Afghanistan have completed a serious whitewash over Ireland in Abu Dhabi, set a target of 267 in their third and final one-day international. The Irish lost by 66 runs. Paul Sterling top scored with 118, but Ireland lost their final three wickets to successive deliveries. Afghanistan end the series with a maximum 30 World Cup qualifying points, while Ireland will be leaving empty-handed. In rugby, Ulster are again busy tying down their players with new deals. Kieran Treadwell, John Andrew, Andrew Warwick and Nathan Doak have all committed to the province again. All four have new agreements in place until 2023. Elsewhere, there's some tangible news on Joey Carberry's recovery. The out-half took some part in Munster's training today as he continues his rehabilitation on a long-standing ankle injury. Carberry hasn't played in just over a year after undergoing surgery. And Sam Underhill has become the latest player to withdraw from the England squad ahead of the Six Nations. The Bath flanker has sustained a hip injury and is replaced by Wasp player Jack Willis. England start the tournament a week on Saturday against Scotland. Our next sports bulletin is tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news, Michaela.
Thanks, Ashi. And I'm returning to some news. There's a warning over a potentially sinister COVID-19 vaccine scam doing the rounds. In recent days, Gardaí and Donegal have received reports of people receiving fraudulent text messages and calls regarding the COVID vaccination. The text requested people to confirm private and sensitive information such as PPS number, date of birth and address. Garda Grainne Doherty is urging people to alert elderly and vulnerable members of the community.
People have reported that received the phone calls that the caller will then offer to call to the person's home to administer the vaccination to them. And that's quite sinister in itself, you know, and worrying. The HSE will never text or call anybody requesting personal information, and they will certainly never request payment for a COVID test or for a COVID vaccination. Your local GP will be your first point of contact. in relation to the COVID vaccination. And it's free. You cannot access the vaccination privately. Something like this becomes more believable to them when they receive a phone call or receive a text inviting them to receive their vaccination. Of course, it does seem more believable. We would just ask people as well to perhaps make, you know, members of their family, people that are living alone, more vulnerable members in their community, if they could make them aware of this, because not everybody's on social media and sees these warnings, you know, and we'd like everybody to be very much aware of it. Yeah, so just really look, in relation to any scam, and we do say this often, but don't ever give out any personal details. You know, if you receive a text message or a phone call requesting personal information, your date of birth, banking details, PPS number, never give out those sorts of pieces of information over the phone or by text. As you said, the HSE will never call or text and ask for your PPS number, your home address. They will certainly not request any payment for a COVID test or a vaccine. Really and truly, don't give away any personal data. Don't ever disclose who you live with. Don't disclose if you live alone, you know. If you receive such a call, hang up. And if you fall victim to such a call, also it's important to say, you know, some people possibly may have fallen victim to this already.
You would be shy about it.
Yeah, and they may feel embarrassed about it. They don't know who to contact. Please don't feel embarrassed. Come to us.
A West Donegal councillor has expressed disappointment after Donegal County Council refused to add additional services to bring banks across the county to allow for the recycling of paper and plastic. Councillor Micheál Colmgill-Aspo brought the motion before yesterday's sitting of Donegal County Council. The local authority in response says a curbside service for recycling paper and plastic is already being provided by authorised waste collectors throughout the county, and paper and plastic can also be recycled at the council's six recycling centres. But Councillor McGill Osberg doesn't believe that to be enough.
Unfortunately, the response of Donegal County Council yet again has been very disappointing, because they don't support that position. They say that it would only attract more rubbish. That experience of other counties throughout the 26 counties has been that some of them got burnt, and also said that the private operators provide the service. At the end of the day, we're here to provide a service for the taxpayers.
So in terms of adding extra services to the bring back sites, perhaps this would help in cutting down on fly tipping across the county?
Well, yeah, I think it would, and I think what it would do is it would take a lot of pressure off a lot of families that are, I suppose, who want to participate in recycling, who are using the recycling service. So in each MD there's a recycling centre. So people from Creasla or Ardra are asked to travel all the way to Dunlow to do the recycling. It doesn't make economic sense. It doesn't make environmental sense. The whole environmental issue is very much at the forefront right around the whole globe. But yet I think that the Donegal County Council are doing a bare minimum. To be honest with you, I think the service is quite embarrassing because we're not actually tackling the issue proper. I know that there are people within the Donegal County Council are very committed to bring climate change, but when we are only providing a very bare service, I don't think we're meeting the demand that is that is out there. So what I think the council should do is open up more recycling centres, stop privatising the market and looking towards the private market, and also add paper and plastic to all the bring bank centres around Donegal.
Weather now staying cloudy for the rest of the day with some patches of mist and drizzle. Tonight will bring patchy outbreaks of rain and drizzle also, with lowest temperatures of 4 to 7 degrees and mostly light southwest winds. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the Level 5 lockdown has been extended until the 5th of March. Taoiseach Micheál Martin has said the number of people in hospital and ICU beds is still too high to consider lifting restrictions. Some staff at Letterkenny University Hospital are said to be worried over the vaccination process. While a significant number of staff at the hospital have been vaccinated, many are still waiting, with fears it could be the end of March at the earliest before they receive the vaccine. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle is to bring forward a bill to the Dáil tomorrow morning that, if passed, would lead to a referendum on constitutional protections for economic, social and cultural rights. Deputy Pringle says the bill would be an anchor for the rights to housing, health and education to be provided for on the basis of need at all times. And Gardaí have issued a warning over the use of quads on public roads after two incidents in Inishowen overnight. In both cases, bikes were seized by Gardaí. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Tuesday evening, January the 26th. The death has taken place of Veronica Fleury, Nate Callaghan, Hillhead Ardra. Removal from Shovelin's funeral home, Sandfield, tomorrow evening at 10 to 6 to the Church of the Holy Family Ardra, arriving at 6 o'clock. Funeral mass on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Due to government and HSE guidelines, the funeral and removal is private to family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The death has taken place in London of Moira Obertelli, formerly of Hillhead Ardra. Funeral mass in the Church of Our Lady of Whistledon on February the 4th, followed by cremation. Ashes will be interred in Ardra at a later date. The death has occurred of Niall Stevenson, Lorcan Green Dublin and Hillhead Grahamsland Castle Finn, formerly of Lower Main Street Letterkenny. Remains are reposing at his home in Grahamsland Castle Finn. Cremation will take place tomorrow afternoon at 12:30 in Lakelands Crematorium, County Cavan. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake and cremation are strictly private to family only. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Hepatology, Beaumont Hospital Foundation or the Irish Cancer Society, Care Pascal Blake at Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Michael Keeley, Monglass Farm, Newton Cunningham. Requiem mass tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock in the Church of All Saints, Newton Cunningham, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, requiem mass and interment are strictly for family only, with a limit of 10 people permitted. Michael's requiem mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv/Newton Cunningham. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desire to Beat Chill Nursing Home Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Marion Doherty, Nae McManus, Old Edinburgh Road, Uddingston, Scotland and formerly of Ard O'Donnell, Letterkenny, County Donegal. Funeral mass will take place tomorrow morning at 9:30 in St John the Baptist Church, Uddingston.